Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on First Date with Lauren Compton.
You're staring at her ass. That's my wife. It's like, that's a huge compliment to your wife. I don't think I'm that odd.
You are fucking weird, dude.
I don't think that I am.
So
I'm about to red flag you on your own show.
No, this
buddy,
is...
I don't want a second date.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Welcome back to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Today, our guest is an American comedian, podcaster, and a restaurateur. You've probably seen his Comedy Central specials or you've eaten at his restaurant in New York called Joey Rose's. He's also got a podcast called Taste Buds. Please help me welcome Joe DeRosa.
Hi. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Before we get started, I'm just going to let you know I have a menu here.
I know.
So the way that this works is I have appetizer questions, main course questions, and a dessert question.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
Well, you know how like in sex there's a safe word?
Yes.
Do you need a safe word for any of these questions if I... No?
I don't give a shit. I have no dignity.
Join the party!
Yeah. So, no, you can ask me whatever you want. I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to offend me.
Here are some appetizer questions. If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
You know, I think about this a lot. which is probably saying something. I go back and forth, but I would get KFC, lobster, and homemade taco kit. Those are my three favorite foods.
Would you eat them all in one night?
I'd eat like a little bit of each, I guess, because this was the last meal, right?
Yeah.
But those are my three favorite foods on earth. Is like I love fried chicken and KFC. I love it so much. It's my favorite fried chicken. And then and I love lobster. It's my favorite like regular food. And then I love homemade taco kit so much.
Where do you get a taco kit?
What do you mean where? The supermarket.
Why am I so... No, when you go
you
get tacos...
You said that with such a tude.
No, because...
Right, what do you mean where?
Because when you get tacos, you go somewhere and you're like, I want a crispy beef taco.
Yeah.
You go to the market and you buy the beef and then you buy the taco shell and you buy the lettuce and all that and you do it yourself?
You're familiar with cooking, right? This is... Wait a minute.
I'm just so confused.
I'm about to red flag you on your own show.
No.
Buddy, I don't want a second date.
It doesn't matter what you want. This is such a complicated thing to make at home. Why would you?
It's literally the easiest thing ever to make.
It's not.
You buy a bag of pre-shredded cheese.
Uh-huh.
You buy a tomato and you dice it.
Why not?
And then you make the meat and you put it together in a shell. It's so easy.
You're making this so complicated.
You can't get, here's why I love the taco kit so much. You can't get that style of crispy taco in a lot of places unless you go to like Taco Bell or something.
Yeah.
But then it's like fast foody. It tastes so much better when you make it with quality ingredients. KFC, I have a whole thing about this. KFC at the end of the day, I mean, look, I'm sure it's got chemicals and whatever God knows what in it, right? But at the end of the day, it's chicken. It's pieces of chicken that they bread and they you
deep
know,
fry.
It's yes, but it's real food is my point. Whereas like if you get a and I love McDonald's, but if you get a patty of meat at McDonald's, you're like, you don't know what the fuck it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
KFC I love for that reason. It's like, no, you could go to KFC and you could have like a meal. And you'd be like, no, that was like a real meal that I just had. But I can't believe you've never seen like the old El Paso taco kit or they have a Taco Bell one now. Or the Ortega is another big leading brand in taco kits.
If I'm going to eat a taco, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to order a taco.
No, I do that too. I do that too.
But I can't believe that your last meal before you die is you're gonna build a taco?
I love... I don't know why you have such a problem with this.
Because I feel like this is our last meal, and I want to agree on this together.
But you get... Let me tell you about a homemade taco kit. Haven't you ever heard of people when they say it's Taco Tuesday and they make tacos at home? This is like a big tradition in America.
No, people don't make tacos on Taco Tuesday. That, they go somewhere.
No,
happy hour.
No, you make tacos at home. It's so fun.
I can't believe this.
You get the kit. You shred white, extra sharp cheddar cheese. You're not it's I'm telling you, it's so good. It's so fun. It's so good. It's like making burgers on the grill
this
or something.
This is a terrible follow-up question, but we're going to move on. This is a red flag for you.
That's not a red flag. I won't accept it.
It doesn't matter. I don't accept it.
I'm going to rework this podcast.
I
promise you, if we hung out and I made you taco kit, you'd be like, this is so good. This is awesome. So fun.
Have you ever had a long-term relationship?
Yeah. define long-term. Adoption has riddled me with some commitment issues. 9 months, longest.
And how far into that 9-month relationship until you built a taco together?
I've made tacos for girls on first dates. I've done that as a first date or second date, third, fourth. I don't have any time frame with my taco. And
it's okay. We can talk about it all day long.
I'll go right in. No, 9 months is my longest.
Okay.
Which some people see as a red flag.
So do you bring flowers to a girl on a first date?
I've brought, you know, but only if it's appropriate and it, no, I'm not showing up like, I bring flowers and candy to a date. Like, not like that. But if there's like a fun and sort of cute and interesting way to do it, yeah, I would do that. I've had girls bring me flowers.
Really?
Date. Yeah, it's really sweet.
Are they fans?
No.
Why?
Especially after the date. No, but I've had a woman show up with like a rose and she's being cute. It's like cute, you know?
Yeah. Let's say that you pick up food at a restaurant and you get home. Let's say it's KFC.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's say that you ordered a bucket of wings and the sides.
Bucket of wings? Have you seen food anywhere? Nobody gets a bucket of wings.
Whatever. Chicken.
Chicken. There's the legs and thighs and stuff.
Okay. So a bucket of chicken. Is that what you say? You say
yes,
a bucket of chicken?
Yes, bucket of... That's exactly what you say.
To be fair, I don't think I've been to KFC in like 20 years.
Yes. That's why you look like that and I look like this.
No. But I love chicken wings. Like I drink. I'm... These martinis...
Yes.
Are no joke.
All right.
Do you want to taste it?
No.
Get on my level, ho.
I'm on your level, ho.
I'm going to go to some main course questions with you.
Sure.
How do you feel when you're dating someone? Let's say that they stay over at your house and they forget their toothbrush and it's the next morning. Would you let them use your toothbrush?
Yeah.
That doesn't gross you out?
Not so much. I get why people do. Get grossed out by that. It always bothered me. There's that episode of Seinfeld where he's on the date with the woman and she's eating. They're sharing ice cream that has almonds in it. And she's like, when she gets an almond, she doesn't like almonds. So she's taking the almonds out of her mouth and putting them on the plate. And then he's eating them and not realizing it. And then when he finds out, he's grossed out. And then she's offended. And that always bothered me that she gets offended because I'm like, no, that's like, it's gross. It's not the same as kissing somebody. There's just something weird about food. And like food going from your mouth to my mouth. It's fucking gross. It's weird. Like there is so I do get why people think sharing a toothbrush is weird, but I don't know.
I also feel like more than likely she's also probably giving you a blowjob.
Sure. Well, I mean.
So it's like.
Wait, so what are you saying?
I'm just saying that
you're saying that's gross that you're did she's brushing your
no,
teeth.
No, I just think that like when you would breath? You ever kiss a girl after she gave you a blowjob?
I have been forcibly kissed after many blowjobs by women.
So then sharing a toothbrush I've been is no there. Big deal.
You can't really be like, go, get away.
So then sharing a toothbrush, then just it's like not that bad.
Yeah, no, I don't care. People's perspectives on those, I think, are affected by people that are more serial monogamous versus serial independence, right?
Yeah.
I'm much more of a serial bachelor.
Yeah.
Single person. And I don't know. Are you? I feel like you're more of a serial monogamous kind of person.
I love being in a good, long relationship.
I get that impression from you, you know? And that's not an insult or anything.
Did my, like, non-buildable taco thing give that away?
No, actually, that spoke against it. But, like, just, I don't know. Like I guess the way you're asking the question, I'm like, I bet she's like a monogamy.
Yeah.
Because people, it's never one or the other. It's never somebody that's like always, it's never somebody that's like, oh, I'm single for like 3 years, then I'm in a long thing for six, and then I'm single again for a year, and then I get in a thing for 8 months. And it's always people have patterns, and people either go relationship to relationship to relationship, or now I'm pretty much usually single and dating. You know what I mean?
Let's say you go.
Why do you think that is, by the way? I wonder.
I'm going to ask you a different question.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I apologize.
This is my show.
What's your longest relationship?
This is my show.
I know, but be vulnerable.
Oh.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. What's your longest relationship?
7 years.
Holy shit.
And five of those.
Jesus Christ.
Five of those years, I was married.
To the same person. Oh, yeah. So, okay.
So I was with him for 2 years, and then we got married for five.
And you got divorced?
We did, yep.
Well, that makes sense, though, because I was going to say 7 years. You didn't get married, but you did get married.
We did.
Wow.
That's
wild. 7 years is what? But again, it's a marriage, so it's not that weird.
Yeah.
But after, never mind. Go ahead. It's your show.
No, it's okay. I'm being vulnerable.
Okay. Well, no, because I actually had this back and forth once with a woman on a date. We were on about our third or fourth date, and she had brought up my not having been in a long committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
On every date, she'd brought it up.
Oh.
And every date, it got a little more...
annoying?
Well, to me, right? But it also got a little more pointed. Excuse me. You know, like...
What was she trying to get at?
Like, first date, it was like, oh, okay. And then second date, it was like, that's interesting that you've never been longer than... da-da-da. Then third, fourth time, it was like, so what's the deal with that? Like, why have you never whatever? And I said to her... okay, you want to open this can of worms? I go, what's the deal with you being divorced? I go, sorry, I didn't waste years of my life with a person I wasn't going to remain with. And I know how to use judgment to get the wrong people out of my life. And that was the last time we ever saw each other.
She did not like that.
Nope. I think it's so strange that people find serial bachelorhood or whatever you want to call it, you know, a red flag, but people never find the other thing as a red flag. And I do, not with everybody. It's not a judgment on you or people that are usually monogamous, but I do find it to be a red flag sometimes with certain people where it's like, you can't be alone. That's a red flag to me.
Yeah, it's like codependent almost.
Yeah, just like somebody might say to me, well, I think it's a red flag that you can't commit. And it's like, okay, well, let's talk about it because there's a lot to it. And I just find it very, very one-sided, you know? Like, it's sort of like the thing when people who are, you know, I've always been plagued with being the single friend. You know, so you go to events and like as your friends are all starting to settle down, you know, and have their first children and all that sort of stuff. When that first starts happening, you get a lot of interrogation. You get a lot of like, so when are you gonna finally? Da-da-da-da-da? And I'm like, it's just so funny to me because now it's coming the other way. Now they're all in it for a while.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to be like, dude, you might have done the right thing, dude. You're kind of like out, like you just have your independence and whatever. And I'm like, but it's not about that to me. It's not about, I think I made a right choice and you made a wrong choice. I just think there's a lot to this, like, you know, and I don't question why people are in relationships.
Yeah.
So I get offended when people question me why I'm not in one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's also not their business. That's your business.
Yeah, but people, that's the thing. Like people, again, very, very one-sided. People think it's okay to make it their business when it's coming from monogamy to the single person. The other way around, could you fucking imagine how offended the average person would be if I was like, really? You settled down with this fucking, really? Like, that's what you want to do? You know how offended people would get at that line of questioning?
Yeah.
But when it's reversed, it's like, fine. It's like, no, because what we're doing is normal. And it's like, well, it's normal to you. Like, I don't know. It's not normal to everybody.
Let's say that there's a person that you're on a date and there's someone hitting on your date at the bar. How do you react?
I beat them to the ground. No.
Would you get jealous, or do you get jealous easily?
I mean, I'm not jealous about what another person is doing. Like, I'm not jealous about how if I was on a date with you and there's a guy ogling you or hitting on you or whatever, I'm not jealous because he's doing that. If you're uncomfortable, it would upset me and I would feel the need to say something or intervene, right? But if you are oblivious to it and he's doing it, whatever, no, that doesn't make me jealous. Even if you're okay with it, that doesn't make me jealous. What would make me a little irritated or maybe jealous is if you're like feeding into it. But that's the thing. Like, who, I never understood when guys were offended by, like, you know, you're staring at her ass. That's my wife. And it's like, that's a huge compliment to your wife. Do you know what I mean? Now, if your wife is being like, ooh, look at my ass, fellas, then I'd be like, what the fuck? That's different. Unless she's, you know, if she's a stripper or something, then fine. That's her job. But, you know, I just mean like in regular situations. I was out with a girl recently and she did something like way too flirty with somebody that I knew.
Oh.
And I said something to her.
Yeah.
Not to, and I said to her though, I didn't say like, fuck you. Like, I was like, I'm sorry. That's too much for me. And I believe I did say like, hey, if that's how you want to roll, like fine. But like, I'm just like, I'm not like, it's that's going to bother me.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I think I would try to, in theory, not be like, this is what my rules. It's just like, hey, do your thing, I guess. But like, I don't know. It's not, I don't know.
It sounds disrespectful.
She was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be, like, she didn't mean to be, like, and it was fine. It ended up being fine. But like, it was, she even said, she goes, is that too much? I was like, yeah, it was a little much.
Oh my God.
I was like, that was a little much.
What'd she do, like, make out with this guy?
No, it was just, I don't want to get into it, but it was just,
be a little vulnerable, Joe.
It was just, it was almost like I think it was like an Eskimo kiss or something. And I was just,
no! That's just as fucking weird as homemade tacos. Like, who's going up to someone like,
I forget what,
it was so nice to
again,
meet
we had
you.
Had a few. Yeah.
Oh, you're so cute. Good friend of Joe.
And it was his penis. No, it was just too, it was like she was trying to be cute and it was just, and I said, I was just like, that's, and she's like, sorry, too bad. And I was like, yeah, it's too much for me. But hey, if you want to do that, God bless.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over there. No, I guess I'll talk to somebody else. And she was like, no.
She's like, it was a scratch and sniff.
It was a scratch and sniff.
Good Lord. Yeah. Would you date someone if they lived with their ex?
No. No. But it's not. Here's the thing, audience. This is important. This is important. This is so important. Not because I'm saying it, because it's something we all have to understand. Like, that's exactly the kind of thing, right? Where people would go, what's the big deal? Why does it have to be territorial? Why does it have to be this? Why does it? It's not any of that. That is not a healthy situation for you to put yourself into.
Yeah.
And I it really bothers me that the concept of protecting yourself and your own mental and spiritual and even physical health, because you're not bringing stress and bad energy into your life or whatever, that has become, the lines of that that define that have become now blurred with, you know, well, that's being bossy, or that's being demanding, or that's being this, or that's being that. It's like, it can be, it absolutely can be. But a lot of the time, it's like, no, like, that's not a fucking healthy situation for you to be in.
Yeah.
That's why what I'm saying, like, with this situation, I didn't storm out. I didn't go, fuck you. I just said, hey, that's too much for me. That's cool if that's how you want to do it, but I can't. And we talked about it and it was fine. If you can't express to somebody, hey, like, I don't think that's a healthy thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, so somebody living with their ex, it's like, hey, there is a world where this could be 100% legit, 100% innocent, 100% whatever. But ultimately, is that a good thing to get involved in? I've with the blessing mm-hmm. of the husband, I have been involved with married women.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I'm there, like, you know, it's like an open thing and it's like, okay.
What?
Yeah. And the few times that I did do that, I eventually got to a point where I was like, I can't do this anymore because it's just not like a good thing for me to be doing.
Yeah.
Like when you first start doing it, it's exciting and it's fun. And whether or not you can truly care about the person, like, it's not like,
yeah.
You know, and that's all very legitimate. Like, but it can get, it just, for me, it just gets to a point where I'm like, I can't, like, this just isn't a good idea for me anymore.
So how do you feel about open relationships? Do you think they work?
I think they can, you know, I think they can work. I think the idea of monogamy is stupid.
What?
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
It's not a red flag. All of science will tell you that it's
stupid.
You
get two red flags.
I mean, one broad's red flag is another broad's something flag. I don't fucking know.
Green waving flag in the corner.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I'm not against monogamy, and I do think it can work, but by all biological sense, it's you're not supposed to do it. Look, when I find the person that I want to be with ultimately, like, I'm a big believer in separate households. You know, we'll spend a lot of time together in each other's domicile. We'll have plenty of sleepovers. We'll do everything important together, but we need to be able to go to our respective places, because if we can't do that, to me, I've said this probably ad nauseum on podcasts at this point, but it's the most appropriate on this one. To me, the arrogance of somebody that they think they are going to find the one in a million person who they jive with emotionally and all that stuff, who they have fun with and want to do every major event in their life with, right? Who is able to assimilate into their lives and their special things and vice versa, who they're going to remain attracted enough to not sleep with any other person and just this person. And then on top of it, they're going to have living habits that gel and make sense. And that ask is so big, it's insane.
No, it's not.
I think it's crazy.
No.
I think it's crazy. And I think that's why most marriages end in divorce. I think it is such an insane ask. I really do think that. I really do, you know?
How many women have you lived with?
That I dated? None.
So you've never lived with someone that you've been with, dated?
No.
So then you don't know.
I'll give you a great example. I've dated women that I've liked, and you know that we get along and stuff, and can't sleep in the same bed as them. Why? Well, because I run extraordinarily hot at night. They run extraordinarily cold. They have to go to bed with utter silence. I have to go to bed with the TV on. Like, these are just little things where I'm like, if I meet the love of my life and we can't sleep in the same bed together because these are our sleeping habits, and then we try to force it, and it becomes this thing of like, well, I'll go... Okay, every other night we have the TV on, and then every other night we have the TV off because that's our compromise. It's like, why am I... That's so... It's selfish to me at that point. It's like, let's just sleep in separate rooms. It's fine. It's fine. We don't have to do every waking thing together. You know, therapists will talk about... Psychiatrists or psychologists, whatever it is, they'll talk about, like, you shouldn't walk around... One of the biggest issues between married couples with staying remaining attractive to each other is they walk around naked too much in front of each other. And it ruins... It ruins the...
It does not mystery. Ruin mine.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm not saying there aren't exceptions. I'm not saying there aren't exceptions, but I'm saying, like, they'll say, like, don't just walk around naked, like, because. You know what I mean? Like, keep that fun. Keep that a mystery. So when you guys are going to have sex and stuff, it's exciting.
Just if the next time a girl walks around naked and it's boring, make her put a butt plug in. And just have her walk around with a butt plug in, and it will get way more interesting.
Do you not agree with me at all?
No.
Literally not at all.
I'm just chugging my drink, listening to you tell me how you feel.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm just going on what science says.
No, it's not. That is not what science says.
No, it is. It's 100.
It's actually not.
No, it is. It's saying it can get... How many
you are dating lunatics. If someone comes into your bedroom and they're like, I can't sleep at this temperature. You're just breathing too loud.
No, I can't do it. No, they're not saying it. I'm saying it. I've been in bed with somebody where I'm like, their body temperature is too hot and I can't sleep. Why? What is so awful about, well, if I married this woman, we would just have separate bedroom. Like, who cares? Why do we have to sleep in the same bed? It's
because
stupid.
Because it's cute, and you love someone, and you want to be next to them.
All right. Clearly, it doesn't last forever. 7 long-term relationships.
But
I'm just saying, this is what my point.
Well, you just keep building your tacos.
No, I'm just saying, but you know, I don't know. I just. How many couples do you know? Now, listen, again, it can work, obviously.
I am not a quitter.
Fine. But how many couples do you know? Be honest with me now.
Uh-huh.
How many couples do you know?
Yeah.
That are down the road, deep in, that are still going, our sex life is still great. Very, very few.
It's like no secret that relationships take work either. And
yeah.
I would rather... work for a relationship that I've been in for a long time than be lonely.
I'm not saying you shouldn't work at it, but work can be go build a spare bedroom and sleep in it.
You're hilarious.
No, I'm kidding. I'm being a dick. But no, work can be we sleep in different rooms.
And this is coming from someone who gets jealous over an Eskimo kiss?
No. Well, no, you said I should be. You said that.
You should be jealous from an Eskimo kiss.
I wasn't jealous. I just said that's past where I feel comfortable. That's all. On a date. I was like, that didn't feel, something about that didn't feel okay to me. It felt too flirty.
But you've also dated married men's wives.
Well, they were in open relationships. Yeah. Yeah. Have you never done anything like that? You're like,
no.
You're painfully monogamous. Listen, I get once you get out in these streets with me, I'll show you the ropes out here.
I would be terrified. I wouldn't even know what would happen. I would have to take some breath work.
Let's
classes.
Do a wife swap where you live my life and I live with your boyfriend.
Oh my God, he walks around naked way too much for you.
So I wonder if your take on, no, be naked is also connected to, well, but you are a model. You know what I mean? Like, it's that's very different than the average person where it's like, no, a little mystery is a good. Remember this again, the Seinfeld. Remember the Seinfeld where she walks around naked all the time?
I've never watched Seinfeld.
Oh my God. Can we do a new podcast? I would like to do, hold on. Your mom's house. I'm pitching this. I am pitching a podcast right now where it's me and Lauren, and I show her life in general. We go to a supermarket. We watch Seinfeld, and I just teach you how the world operates.
And then we eat chicken wings out of a bucket.
Yeah, we'll call it mansplaining. So I don't know, whatever the fuck. But no, there's another Seinfeld where she, where his, his girlfriend is naked all the time.
Uh-huh.
And at first he's like, this is awesome. And then he starts to catch her at weird angles.
Oh.
And he's like, it's not good. Like she drops something and she has to squat to pick it up. And it, he's like, oh, like it's weird. I think that's sort of an elaborate, very funny version of what the therapists are, or the psychiatrists are saying.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's good to keep like some mystery in the relationship with that.
Yeah. You know? I agree. It's always good for a little mystery.
Anyway.
With that, I'm going to ask you my dessert question. Describe what it was like for you the first time you said, I love you to someone.
It was very awkward. Because I'd never said it, and I haven't said it.
I'm not surprised.
I don't think I'm that odd.
You are fucking weird, dude.
I don't think that I am. Kay. I'm surprised you're this taken aback by it.
So why was it awkward?
Because I had never said it before. And I have not said it since. I said it one time to one person.
Oh.
Yeah. And I mean, I've said it to other people, but not in a romantic sense.
How did you say it? Where were you? Do you remember?
I do remember. We're standing out. It was like in Times Square in New York. And I was like, I remember I was like, I want to say this, but I'm scared to say it. But, you know, it was a lot of that.
Uh-huh. Did your palms get sweaty?
And she was like, no, no. I do think I was actually making fists.
Which
probably didn't help. Clenching my...
I love you!
I was certainly, like, tense. I was, like, very, like, you know? And, She it was accepted. It was well received, but it was awkward. It was awkward. I was very, very scared to say it.
How long were you with this person?
8 or 9 months.
Okay, so it was one of your longer ones.
Yeah.
And then what made you feel like that was the time to say it?
It had something to do with, she was going to come home with me. Like, we were out, like, on a, you know, I don't even know if you call it a date at that point. Like, you know, we were just out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we were doing boyfriend, girlfriend shit. You okay?
I'm so glad you didn't see that.
What'd you do?
I completely missed my mouth with my drink. And I got it. Want a body shot? That seems right up your alley.
It's against my boundaries. Wait, why does that seem up my alley? No, it doesn't. That goes against everything I've been saying.
I don't know. I can't read you at all.
I know, and I think that's throwing you off your game, sister.
I'm completely missing my mouth with my drink and everything.
You got a bunch of guys in here falling all over themselves. This ain't the kid. So we were out, you know, we were just having a night or whatever. And she was like gonna, if I remember correctly, she was going to, the plan was she was going to stay over.
Uh-huh.
And then she couldn't stay over. And then I knew I wasn't going to see her for a while. And I was like so disappointed that she was going to go home.
I would be too.
But it wasn't like this big night or anything. It was like a random like Tuesday or something. But I just remember I was so disappointed, And then she was like, it's fine. Like, don't, like, why are you, like, so disappointed about this? You know, I'll see you, like, 4 days from now or whatever the hell it was. And I was like, I'm disappointed because, oh God, I want to say this, but I, you know, and that's why I said it.
Oh, and then what did she say?
She said, I love you too. And then slept over, I think. And that was, and then it ended. Relationship did not end. Wasn't the romance you'd think it. No, that night was fine. But then
This is my dessert question. This is the sweetest moment.
I'm speaking to ultimately the relationship.
Yeah.
Did not end up in it. It was not a great relationship ultimately.
Yeah.
But I did love her, and that was the time I said it. And, you know, I don't know. I'll say it again one day.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and point out your red flags.
You've pointed them out.
I'll point them out again.
Over and over. All right. I'll point out yours. Let's go.
All right. Well, I'm only going to point out, too, the fact that you think monogamy is stupid.
I was being funny when I said monogamy is stupid.
You were not.
Science says we are not supposed to be doing it.
You're reaffirming that you think it's stupid.
I don't think it's... I'm saying I meant it funny by saying monogamy is stupid. I was trying to say it in a funny way. But
backpedaling.
No. Science tells us that monogamy is not a natural thing for any mammalian species. Like, it's not... You're like a... What are you, like a Jesus freak?
No!
Like, just denying science? You against COVID vaccines too?
Do I look like a Jesus freak?
Christ almighty. We'll take this over to the mothership.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding.
And your taco.
I'm kidding, mother. I'm just joking. It's just a joke. I'm just making a joke. I'm saying though, like that is a thing in science. Like they say, like it's not at all natural. If you
this is just me calling out your red flags. It's okay.
Okay.
You can just accept it.
I don't, but I feel you're wrong.
That's okay. One of us is right, and the other one is you. And then your other red flag. I'm going to interrupt you until I get this out.
Okay,
other red flag is the taco making thing.
That's not a red flag.
That's such a red flag that you'd eat that before
stop.
You die.
You asked me my last meal. It was one of three things. It was one of three things.
Okay, so you get a third of a red flag.
Did you read about that guy that he ate cereal was his last meal? He had cereal and a Denver omelet? That's a fucking psycho.
That's a psychotic person.
Yeah.
He owns a cult.
Yeah.
Joe, where can people find you?
So my tour. My new one-hour, one-man show, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. I'm touring it in the fall. I'm very excited. We're going into bigger venues and very cool venues. Go to joedarosa.com. You can get all the information on the cities I am going to and ticket links and all that stuff. And we're adding cities still. So this is the biggest tour I've ever done. I'm super excited. Please come out to it. I hope to see you out there. I'm very proud of the show. And then also, my band, our music album came out, a little while ago. It came out on August 4th. The band is called Salsa Windfall. The album is called Artificial Birth. The reception has been really great. It's on digital streaming platforms. It charted on iTunes. I can't believe it. Check it out, please.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's really cool.
Thank you. I'm very happy about both.
Well, share your social media links too.
Joe DeRosa Comedy on all three. What is it? Threads, Instagram, and Twitter.
Yeah.
I think that's my TikTok, but I think I'm shadow banned on there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know, but I want to find out why.
I could tell you why. Inappropriate jokes. Shadow man. Anyway.
We'll save that for our second date.
Yes. Oh, do I get the second date? Did I make it?
I mean, I love a little feisty energy.
I had a feeling you might enjoy this.
I did. Guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been really fun. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.